VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Search and rescue teams continue looking for the Lion Air passenger plane that crashed Monday off the coast of Jakarta, Indonesia, north of Java Island. 189 people were on board. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the jet was cleared to turn back shortly after takeoff.
The head of AirNav, which manages air traffic in Indonesia, said the pilot had made an RTB, or return to base request, just 2 or 3 minutes after the jet took off, and the RTB had been approved. The plane, which was delivered to Lion Air just in August, crashed about 13 minutes after taking off. The authorities believe all on board were Indonesians, except for its pilot, originally from New Delhi, and an Italian citizen.
The accident is the first reported that involves a Boeing 737 MAX, an updated and widely sold aircraft that is more fuel efficient than previous versions of the 737. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has found another suspicious package addressed to CNN at a post office in Atlanta, Georgia. The package found Monday is reportedly similar in appearance to the 13 other packages sent to prominent Democrats and other critics of President Trump last week. Police say 56-year-old Caesar Sayoc sent the explosives. That is, he appeared in federal court Monday to hear the charges against him, and law enforcement officials said on Monday that he had a list of more than 100 other potential targets. 46-year-old Robert Bowers made his first court appearance Monday to hear the charges against him following Saturday's attack on a Jewish religious center in the eastern city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Police said Bowers opened fire with a rifle and other weapons, killing 8 men and 3 women. 6 people were injured in the attack. Bowers survived multiple gunshots. This is VOA News. The Pentagon is sending more than 5,000 active-duty troops to harden the southern border. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports a migrant caravan is making its way through Mexico.
The caravan has been slowly moving north. General Terence O'Shaughnessy says these new troops will have mission-enhancing capabilities.
We have the authority given to us by Secretary Mattis. The units that are normally assigned weapons, they are in fact deploying with weapons.
Andrew Meehan with Customs and Border Security says there is already a humanitarian crisis at the Mexico border.
CBP has encountered a combination of almost 1,900 persons apprehended crossing our border illegally or presenting without documents at ports of entry.
President Trump has said the migrants include gang members and some very bad people.
I think the president has made it clear that border security is national security. That is the direction we've given. That's the direction that we're marching to.
A 30-year-old woman blew herself up in the center of the Tunisian capital, Tunis, on Monday. 9 people were wounded, including 8 police, in what the Interior Ministry called a terrorist explosion. The bomber had no previously known militant background. Security forces in Cameroon have been cracking down on gatherings of people protesting the October 7th re-election of President Paul Biya. To avoid beatings and arrests, some of them have taken their message to safer grounds, such as schools and churches. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa met with business leaders Monday in an effort to assure them and the public that his government can stabilize the sinking economy. Correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports for VOA from the capital, Harare.
The heart of the issue is lack of usable cash. Since Zimbabwe abandoned its own dollar in 2009, the country has mostly used US dollars, the British pound, and South African rand to conduct businesses. But in recent years, all the three currencies have been hard to find, paralyzing the economy and forcing the country to rely on bond notes, a currency the government began printing 2 years ago to ease cash shortages.
Monday, the president said the multi-currency system of exchange is here to stay. He said people's bank balances are safe and there is no reason for people to spend or move their savings. In Sri Lanka, 1 person was killed when a former cabinet minister tried to re-enter his office at the petroleum ministry. On Friday, the president fired the prime minister and swore in an ex-president to replace him after claiming to have uncovered an assassination plot. Parliament has been suspended for more than 2 weeks. The U.S. is urging all sides to refrain from violence. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.